is only informational. Under the provisions of 872513, Fish, Wildlife, and Parks receive the authority to issue either sex or antlerless elk permits to landowners for management purposes. However, House Bill 43 in the 2019 legislature changed the statute so that these agreements no longer require commission approval, which was a previous requirement, and that landowners may now get a free elk license in addition to their permit if they choose. So this is informational only. This from Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, from the department, this will now go out for public comment starting today. But this is just to let the commission know the process that we're now using as per statute. And so there are two agreements that are being considered for 2019. Those are the John Swans Ranch and the Robert Lee Ranch. Those are two long-standing ones that we've had for a number of years. Those are again proposed for this coming year. So as I mentioned, this meeting opens the Fish, Wildlife, and Parks public comment period for these agreements, and comment will be taken until 5 p.m. on July 14th, 2019. So again, that's just informational to make the commission and the public aware of the statute change that no longer requires commission approval for these types of agreements.
John, just a question. Remind me of how we go about identifying the four public 411-20 permit holders of the opportunity. How is that? Is it a separate selection or?
Correct. Yeah, and thank you, Mr. Chairman, because that's something that I overlooked. That there was also a change in that previously we sent information to those that were unsuccessful in drawing the permit. So the legislature changed that to that it would be we would send invitations, randomly selected invitations, to persons that have the permit. If that person chooses to hunt, then they can go and get the permission and go do that. If they choose to decline that permit, then we go to the next randomly selected person.
So. Because again, then they need to harvest that animal on that particular land, or do they just on the like if they go to the Swans place, do they have to shoot it on the Swans land, or can they?
Mr. Chairman, in this particular case, because they have the permit for the entire hunting district, the public hunter, the four public hunters that are selected, can hunt anywhere. They're offered the opportunity to hunt on either the Schwans or the Lee Ranch if they're given that opportunity. However, for the Schwans or Lees who get the permit, they are restricted to hunt on their property.
And not any adjacent public land? Are they
just on for their land. Enrolled property.
Mr. Chairman, John, so there was a change then. Before it was unsuccessful within the drawing.
Correct.
And now it is someone that was successful but gives them additional land to hunt on. Is that correct?
Mr. Chairman and Commissioner Stuker, that is correct. The legislature changed that.
The other question I would have, why did the department go in and lobby to have the authority taken away from the commissioners to approve the 454s?
I don't know that. I don't know if we did we?
Because somebody had to go in and lobby to have that authority changed. And I'm guessing it had to be someone from the department. Now, Mr. McDonald raised his hand, so.
Oh, okay.
Mr. Chair, Commissioner Stuker, from my understanding is that's the recommended bill that came out of PLPW, and that the sponsor took to legislative services to get drafted and introduced. So there was we didn't even realize it till after the bill passed it.
So, Mr. McDonald, you do realize that I sit on the PLPW right. Council. Yeah. That did not come from the PLPW Council. The rest of the language did, but taking the authority away from the commission did not any way, shape, or form come from the PLPW Council membership. Now, it may have came, I don't know where it came from, but it did not come from them.
Representative Logie carried that, I believe. I do believe so after.
I know that Mr. Logie carried it, and I'll have to give him a call and visit with him then, because that was not even discussed in the PLPW. So I was wondering if that was a lobbying from the department or whatever, but I will talk with Denley and find out where that came from. So,
yeah, and it may be, Commissioner Stuker, that, you know, Representative Logie gives it to the bill drafters, and then they go in and draft it, and that got incorporated into it as a word tweaking thing that nobody recognizes changing the intent. But it was not a department-led effort.
I appreciate that, and I will visit with Representative Logie. So thank you.
Mr. Chairman, maybe ask, was not Denley a member of that committee?
Was a member of the committee, but as I said, it was not discussed at any time. Everything else that we talked about here in this bill was discussed, thoroughly vetted, and approved by the PLPW to move forward. But that portion was never brought up once within that committee.
Director Williams.
Mr. Chair, Commissioner Stuker, if I recall this correctly, indeed there were certain portions of the bill that came directly or were a result of the PLPW recommendations. And after the conclusion of PLPW, at least before the session, Representative Logie brought this forward. And what we can do is follow up and double check whether we testified or not. And, well, we did, what our testimony said, and we can forward that to you. But we did not lobby it directly.
And if you're telling me you did not, I believe you. I'm just wanting to know how it happened. Because I may not be on the commission that much longer, but as long as I'm here, I'm going to try to defend the rights of the commissioners and their duties. And something erodes those, I am going to question it and try to find out why.
And I appreciate that, Commissioner Stuker. I think that's very valid. I have anxieties that, you know, this, Director Williams is going to do a fine job in negotiating these agreements, but this in particular seems like something that's well-suited for the commissioners because we're all in different spots. And Director Williams is here in Helena. However, you know, so it puts the burden back on the regions to identify these opportunities. And in the past, when the region's gone out, they've said, and, you know, we've contacted, hey, do you think we can get some traction here? You know, this would be the outline of an agreement. You know, because I've been a part of these for some time, as you have as well. And that brings up another point. Could you just share with the me and the rest of the commission the reasoning behind switching from the unsuccessfuls and directing it to those who'd drawn the permit?
The concern by some of the individuals out there was that the biologist came up with a number of permits or licenses for a certain area, and by increasing the 454s, we're increasing that number. So if they said they should be 120 taken out there, and we never have, but the possibility is there to issue another 10 tags, that's another 50 animals that are taken on top. And so I remember Director Hagner probably 4 years ago came in and said, and I misquoted and had to apologize to Hank on it, was that we should try to look at not penalizing the individuals that get in the draw and change it so they were successful and they have this additional land that they can then hunt on and not increase the quota numbers. And that was the main reason to go behind that.
And PLPW, this was a consensus agreement.
There was a consensus by the PLPW to move forward with that. And
great. All right. Any other comments or questions regarding the new 454 agreements? Was there any talk about, you know, these four that get it after the four unsuccessful is how much they were utilizing it? I mean, I always liked that portion of it because it increased the opportunity, and I understand what we were nervous about with the quotas, but I talked to the biologists, and, you know, they said, we're not too anxious about that in the places where we have the agreements. You know, we have plenty of elk in these places. you know, we've put in place these limited rifle bull tags because it's a trophy area and a variety of other reasons. Is there any discussion in that regard?
Yes, the Elkhorns were brought up several times in the discussion on how that would affect if two or three landowners wanted to come in, we'd have another. But it came back that the commission has the authority not to do that if we deemed it was going to interfere. And now the director will have that responsibility.
All right, let's move on if we can.
Ready?